today on the podcast, once again, are talking about one of our favorite companies as of recent, which is Lovable, the AI vibe coding company. Their CEO has made some really interesting claims. Basically, he said he is not worried about any competitors copying them. So we want to break down why. We want to break down what that means for your organization. And of course, we're going to share the latest numbers and how much money they've raised, their valuation they've been able to hit, and their usage, which is really, really impressive. We'll then go ahead and talk about some ways that you can make money basically from this industry and also from using Lovable. Jamie and I have both played with it a bunch. Jamie's done some cool projects with it. And we'll talk about some limitations. We're getting into all of the good stuff. But before we do, Jamie, would you want to tell everyone a little bit about the AI Hustle school community?
Yes. If you've ever been interested in making money using AI or growing your business, you need to check out the AI Hustle school community. We have over 60 bonus episodes over there. Each week we release a new one talking about exact strategies we're using to make money using AI. We have a lot of different categories of content. We have content creation, marketing, growth hacks. We have an AI hustle, AI music hustle that Jaden actually is actively doing and scaling. He is sharing, this week we released a new episode. He's sharing his income he's been making with AI streaming. And it's really impressive. Got me excited to try it for myself. So if that sounds interesting to you, you need to check it out. The current price is $21 a month. We are raising it by a dollar each week. So if you want to lock in that price today, go check it out and join. Again, we'll be raising the price each week. And if you join today, you can lock that price in forever. So let's talk about Lovable. Now, this is a really interesting company. I personally have used them for an app idea I had, and a lot worked really well. First of all, like the visual layout of it, the value proposition of the app and just kind of how it built out the concept was really nice. But beyond that, a lot of the back end stuff I struggled with because I'm not a coder. And so that's kind of, was the limitation. But according to this article, a lot of those bugs have been fixed and they're continuing to work on that. And the CEO, like Jaden said, is not worried about competition. And the current valuation of this company is absolutely insane. They raised $200 million Series A, valuing the company at $1.8 billion. And people apparently can't wait to give them more money because they're hoping that in a Series B, they could potentially value the company at $4 billion. Jane, have you used Lovable at all for anything?
Yeah, I've been impressed with it basically. And I'm actually going to use it this week. So this week, my startup AI Box, we just launched finally, like the thing I've been building for the last 2.5 years, which is like a no code app builder. So Lovable is kind of like for making websites. We built something that will build out workflows for making apps. And it's in beta right now. So we're working through, fixing any bugs. We just launched it over the weekend, basically on Saturday. And so the thing that I'm excited to use Lovable for is actually we have like a homepage where in the past I've worked with a designer and did a ton of work to make this like real kind of sleek, modern looking homepage for it. I'm actually going to use Lovable to do a redesign to kind of feature the new product that we have on there. You can just talk to it like, okay, change this thing over here, add this image here, change the font, change the shape. Like you just talk to it in natural language. Once I have it designed, I'll just pass that design off to our development team who will be able to take the code from it and implement it on our website. So I'm not even worried about like, how do I launch it? Do I need to host it? Like I'm not even worried about that element of it. Basically, for me, it's like it replaces what I used to do on Figma. And before that, I did it on Adobe XD. I was really good on Adobe XD. My first app, Self-Pause, I designed the whole thing myself in painstaking detail. Every single rounded corner and shadow and font size, like to perfection. But the problem was I would give it to the developers. And when they would try to implement into the app, they'd be like, okay, we're done. And I look at it. I'm like, guys, this doesn't look like my like design I made. Like the fonts are way too big and the icons are not like the right shape and like all this stuff, right? And so this is so much easier where basically you work with Lovable. It designs it, but also creates the code. So they can just take that code and boom, it's ready to go. Now, the cool thing is, Lovable might not be able to tie into your whole code base. It might not understand the functionality of everything. It might not be able to make, the actual software and tools that you need. But if you already have that figured out, this is a great way to do all of the UI, all of the design and the code for that. So I'll give the code to the developers and they're the ones that are going to be tying it in and making it so the buttons actually go to like our login page and you'll be able to click over and get to our actual builder and stuff like that. So anyways, that's what I'm basically going to be using Lovable for. And I think it is really insanely useful for design teams and marketing teams to get what they want and not have to do like it really, it was like a months long process or weeks long process of coming up with the design, getting it to the developers, tweaking the design, getting the developers to fix the things that you didn't like it's just a horrible process, and this completely eliminates that. So really, really stoked about what Lovable is capable of doing today.
Yeah, and I will say the project that I have been working on, it has been able to debug some things. So like, which I think is an improvement from what the first, you know, beta version of Lovable was. So I would say like, I would type in the chat would be like, this button doesn't work. Can you make it work? And then it would actually give functionality to the button that, you know, didn't work. So in a sense, you can debug a lot now where you couldn't before. So, and it seems to work pretty flawlessly, except with, you know, what I've seen and used. But so I think it's getting better, and I think it's only a matter of time before it's an amazing, you know, software. It already is. But I will say another tool that it pairs with Lovable is called Supabase, S-U-P-A base. And that is kind of like your backend, like data collection, you know, plugin. Again, I'm not a coder, so I don't really know exactly what it's all for. I know I had to sign up for a Supabase account because I wanted people to be able to log in to the app that I was making. So it kind of stores all their login information and things like that. But I believe that's part of the equation that's, you know, being worked on as far as some of the backend stuff. Eventually, hopefully it'll be, you know, a little bit more seamless. But either way, a great company, great proof of concept. You know, moving forward, if you want to make money with AI, knowing a program like this will be able to help you, you know, launch websites for businesses and kind of almost pair it with the marketing piece in a really powerful way.
Yeah. And I think there's so many different ways to make money from this. Number one, it's really easy to get your own business off the ground and running, especially if it's less of a software business and it's more of an informational kind of company, right? Like, let's say you write an ebook or make a course or something like that. It'd be really easy to make quite a slick website with Lovable, which you can get a custom domain, and then you basically have your content on there that people can access. So I think that's one great way to do it. Another one though is just like the design element, like that I talked about, that is solving me a ton of time. You can do this for organizations too. You can offer to basically design them new pages, new product launch, you know, landing pages. A lot of people, when they're running ads, they need like to test a whole bunch of different landing pages to see which ones convert the best. So you can make them 10 different landing pages and give them the code they can implement, or you can host those somewhere. So I think there's a lot of really great ways to make money from this, whether you're building these sites or pages for another company or whether you're building it for your own products. But yeah, a lot going on here. Really excited with everything that Lovable is doing. This is one quote I wanted to read, though, from the team over at Lovable, from their CEO. He said, if you're running a business, there are a lot of things you want to set up, like payments, understanding your users, and in the future, maybe even I need to incorporate my company. I want Lovable to be able to help with all of those things. So I just want to say, like, Lovable, I think, has a really good vision of the future, to the point where like they're helping you set up your LLC and you know, get your registration for your website. And like you mentioned, they have integrations and partners with something like Supabase to do your backend database for all of your users. So I think they're going to get there to a point where they can really do like a very comprehensive tool, even if they're partnering with people. You know, I hope they'll partner with AI Box to help get people to embed useful tools onto their platform that we can create with AI. So I think this is a great platform, and I'm excited to see where they go. Definitely one I would invest time learning about. They have more than 2.3 million active users, which is crazy. And 180,000 of them are actually paying subscribers. So huge audience. I'm really excited to see what they build next.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those. And if you leave us a review, we can read them and get feedback on our podcast and continue to improve it. So we'd really appreciate that. And then again, check out the AI Hustle School community. It's $21 a month. It's a great value to learn how to make money using AI or grow your business. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.